Mark, I'm going to make an assumption and tell me if I'm incorrect. You mentioned early on that you worked with some partners, this guy and ICL and the conservancy. My assumption is they influenced some of the way this flows here.
We have listened to their feedback. We asked them questions. Give us your reaction. And certainly they have.
Well, and therefore I have the word caution. There is a lot of other folks out there with a completely different view of the world than ICL and the
it's every moment.
Well, SCAC, I got that one. Anyway, the failed organization, environmental organization, have you had a similar conversation with organizations such as Idaho Co-op?
Commissioner Treaty, Commissioner Institute, not as a committee. Now, certainly, members of the committee, myself included, have routine conversations with members of Idaho Wildlife, Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife, Mueller Foundation, and others. So, in the sense that have we sat down with those organizations and asked, what are your thoughts about helping us sort of reform the concept and the desired outcome of the Wildlife Summit? No.
Well, I would then suggest that we don't have something that
not so
fast until you have done so,
yeah.
Including have a proposal out there. I would not be I'm not comfortable with just three organizations you've had this kind of conversation this long away. I would like to see it broader. I think that if you don't, you put the credibility at risk right off the bat.
And you may very well call it exactly the same thing.
Mr. Chairman. I agree with you, Fred. I think depending on which region you're in as to your perception of who speaks for sportsmen or for different groups, and it's different, I think, in every region. So I would just echo exactly what Fred said. I think it's a dangerous path, and it could cause division if you're not careful with that.
Commissioner Treaty, Commissioner Wright, Commissioners, let me see if perhaps I can provide some clarification or distinction that I think is important to this point. I totally agree that the purpose of the summit is to be as inclusive as we possibly can in understanding what Idahoans want for wildlife management. The document itself is truly conceptual in what we want to hear from and understand from everybody, including Idaho for Wildlife, Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife, Pheasants Forever, the League of Women Voters, if they choose to sit down with us and talk to us. What we do between now and the summit, and most specifically during the summit itself, is really that opportunity to get that input and understand what these specific groups want and are telling us. This document here, our intent and our effort is simply to frame up what we as a department and your representatives desire to know from the public that we serve. And certainly, in talking with these other groups, if there's something that they strenuously object to or they believe we've left out, I think it's totally consistent with our intent that we could modify this and change the strategic message.
You make my point. If you find out they think you left something out, my point is they need to be in front. And if you don't put them in front, we're in behind.
Mr. Trevi, message understood. Received. We have 10 months to make this. We have 10 months to make this right.
Well, I hope.
Mr. Chair, the last thing that I'd offer is that I'm encouraged by the level of energy and excitement that we've sensed across the department and from those that we've been talking to. I think there's a broad recognition.